What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. So today, you guys, welcome back, like I said. And if you are new to the podcast, make sure you are hitting that follow button if you're listening on Spotify. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you're hitting that plus sign. But regardless of where you're listening to, they all have notification bells. And what I want you to do is smash that motherfucking notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops an episode. So you guys, we do have a support link added to the podcast. So regardless of which platform you are listening on, if you want to go ahead and support the podcast, you are able to go ahead and hit that support me link. It's just a little button, you hit that just as you would hit follow. If you wanted to go ahead and support, and you are able to support as much as you are able to, as much as you like to, that is all appreciated. Now, if you do want to go ahead and leave a message, if you have a conversation that you would like to have discussed, the topic, let me know in the message. We can go ahead and air it if you like in the podcast, or we can go ahead and leave you anonymous and I will go ahead and just discuss the topic. That is completely up to you guys, and I do love to hear your feedback, so feel more than welcome to go ahead and leave some messages on these podcast episodes. You know, whatever you like to discuss, whatever your suggestion is, whatever your advice is, you know, whether you are into these things or not, let me know how, you know, you identify. All of these great, you know, topics and opinions, I would love to hear back from you. So go ahead and hit me up in those message links. If you're listening on Spotify, I believe that message button, it would be right next to the follow button. So go ahead and tap in with your girl. Guys, today we are going to discuss wet dreams. So, babies, you guys could tell why, of course, I would want to discuss a wet dream, right? We have them. Like, let's not act like we don't have them. We have them. Of course, you have men have them probably more than women, but women also get wet dreams. So you guys, I had a wet dream. Not last night. No. I didn't have a wet dream last night, but I have had wet dreams. Now tell me if this is true or not. I don't know. But for my instance, I had a wet dream. And when I did have my wet dream, well, I've had quite a few, actually, wet dreams. And when I wake up, I'm not in a puddle of water or nothing. Clearly, my vag is soaking. That is, it's dripping. That's clear as day. But the position that I wake up in is odd to me. So I wake up on my stomach. I don't know why, but I wake up on my stomach. And my hands are where my pussy is. Okay, so I am just, to me, what it seems like I was doing during that dream is fingering myself. That's what it seems like to me. I don't know. I mean, why else would I be waking up with my hands, you know, crotching my panties trying to do whatever I was doing, right? Other than me simply trying to finger myself. That's the only thing I could think of. That's the only thing I could think of as to why I would, you know, because clearly I know I was dreaming about sex, you know, I was dreaming about this intimate occasion, but I didn't have any way of, how do I put it? I didn't have any way of actually acting out the scene, you know, while awakened. So, because the dream was going on while I was sleeping, you know, it's not like I could tap my husband in my sleep and just sleep say, fuck me, right? So I guess subconsciously I just decided to go ahead and put the hand to work since, you know, I was already in that dream, in that motion. But like I said, I do wake up and, you know, the vag is dripping. The vag is open for business. Like, I mean, and I wake up after a wet dream, you guys. I wake up and I guess it's because I didn't bust a nut, a real time nut. My dreams, I usually do bust a nut for sure. Yeah, for sure. My dreams, I usually definitely bust a nut. But in real time, you know, I didn't bust a nut. So when I wake up, I'm like super, super duper horny. I'm like, it's like, and I wake up and it's like my fingers are already like pressing on my cooch. Cause listen, you guys, I don't know, ladies, have you ever had this happen to you? Okay, so I would be after my wet dream, you know, I'm laying there and I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, why are my hands in my pants? That's me. I wake up and if I see something off or whatever, like, and my hands still be on my panties and I'm like, why are my hands in my panties? Like, what was going on? And I start thinking about my dream and I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So, but I'm waking up and I'm like super duper horny. My badge is thriving and it's throbbing. It's like, ooh, like, you know, like, ooh. Give me some. So I will start like pushing down on it. Like I will start clamping. Like clamping on the veg. Like I will start clamping my veg. It's like I'm playing with it, but I'm playing with it real hard. Like I don't know, y'all. When I wake up, it's like, cause I know I don't got the penetration. So I gotta like go in there hard with it, like, you know, like a little tap, 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 like a little get it going, like, and then I might jump in the shower and, you know, hit up my shower head. I don't know, but the point is, I wake up and it's like all means I have to get this feeling, this urge out. Like I have to address this urge, because if not, I feel like I'm gonna blow the fuck up. Like I feel like after a wet dream, if I don't get my nut up, I feel like I'm gonna blow up. Like, I feel like my pussy's gonna just explode. Like, that's the best way to put it. Like, I feel like my pussy just gonna explode. Like, it's just gonna pop the fuck off. And that's it. It's gonna be no ends. So, that's me. Personally, during my wet dreams, I would love to know, you know, you guys' standpoint, especially my ladies. Like, when you wake up, have you ever woken up, and you had your hands in your panties? Like, am I the only one? I know I'm not. I can't be the only one. You guys, let me know. Because I'm now that I have like let the cat out the bag. It's like, okay. Am I really the only one? Like, are you guys looking at me like I'm weird right now? Let me know, because I know I cannot be the only woman that has waken up after a freaking wet dream with her hands in her panties, trying to please herself. I know I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one. Please tell me I'm not the only one. Babies, this is going to be a short episode, my loves. I'm not sure what happened last night, to be honest. So the podcast did not post last night, so I did have to redo this episode. And I do apologize for being tardy with this episode, babies. You guys know we drop every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we did have to go ahead and get this one in a couple of hours late. I do apologize again for the inconvenience and the tardiness. But if you are not following by now, go ahead. This is your sign to follow the podcast, Baby Loves. Like I said, if you're listening on Spotify, tap that follow button and make sure you are dropping those messages down below. I would love to hear your feedback. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you are hitting that plus sign. But regardless of how you're listening to, smash that motherfucking notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops these episodes. Y'all already know. I love you, babies. I love you, Zam. And I will see you next episode. Mwah.